Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Okay, Nicole, you're on The Voice Disguiser. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. So you found some car payments to a car that's not the family's.
Yeah. It was like a couple days ago, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say that I don't know anything about the finances in my family.
Okay.
I have a job, my husband works, I get my check, I know what taxes are taken out and stuff like that, but as far as the bill paying and our statements and our investments and stuff like that, and we're not, when I say investments, we're not wealthy by any stretch of the imagination, but he does everything. And we've been married for 8 years, and I just, it's always been like that, and I have no problem with it. I get my money when I want money. I've able to do whatever. We talk about things, but he just basically does all of the bill keeping. And I don't know, a couple days ago, about around Thanksgiving, I was thinking about the fact that I don't know what's going on. And I just had some time the other day, and I went online, and he's got all the passwords to, like, all the different accounts in a book.
So you went nosing around in your own finances.
I did. And anyway, I'm looking through stuff, and I saw this payment for like $500 for, and it's a car payment. And I only know it's a car payment because it said something like some kind of Honda thing. And what freaked me out is that we don't have a new car. I have a car. He's got a car. I've got, like, they're both 2 years old. It's like Ford and Toyota cars, and we paid them off. And I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. I haven't said anything to him.
Does anybody in his small circle have a new car?
No. And, like, I was thinking about family, his friends. And then, I don't know, I was thinking maybe it could be, like, a Christmas present or something, but it's literally been for almost a year. He's been paying this money.
Oh.
Huh. That would shake you up a little bit. So what are you really thinking is going on? What's your worst fear?
Well, my worst fear is it's someone that I don't know, and I've trust my husband completely, and we don't have any problems, no issues, no nothing. And, I told a dear girlfriend of mine, she was like, well, do you think it's, he's paying for someone's car, like another woman. And I didn't, that doesn't even cross my mind.
404-741-Q100.
Now, were either of you married previously?
No.
Before that? Okay, before we each other. And then what about children? You guys have children, or did he have children from a previous relationship?
No children, and he doesn't have children from a previous relationship or anything, no.
You know, I'm just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and just throwing
could
a whole
be
bunch
of. Could it be one of his parents' cars or one of your parents' cars?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, everybody's fine. We've all got our own cars. No, it's never an issue. It never comes up. I just can't, really, I'm like, really, you know, I just don't know who it could be. And I haven't said anything to him because I don't know. I guess, I don't know.
This is going to be the weekend? This will be the weekend you say something to him?
Yeah, I kind of want to. I mean, I've been busy, he's been busy, and literally he's been traveling, so he gets back tonight. And, you know, we've talked on the phone a couple times, but I just want to talk to him this weekend, but I just don't know what to say.
It's amazing how many things that you can consider busy work when you really don't want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
I got
to
eat.
Well, she wants to have that conversation in person,
mm-hmm.
not over the phone,
yeah.
right?
No, yeah, no, I didn't want to say anything to him over the phone. I couldn't. You know, I want to see him, and, you know, but I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm freaking out a little bit.
From time to time you hear this, and it always, always surprises me. That, like, when a guy has another apartment that he's got a girlfriend in that the wife had no idea, or is buying cars. I think, like, in the Steve McNair case, he had apartments and he had cars for another woman,
mm-hmm.
and the wife never had any idea whatsoever, you know?
But I still want to hope that's not the case
yeah.
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would it, how, did you say how much the payments?
It's like 500, it's actually $502.
502.
And that's a lot of money.
It's a nice
you know,
car.
It's a lot of money, and that's not a cheap car, right?
Like, is it?
Does it not explain? Does the what you're looking at? It doesn't show where the payments are going to, or what car it is.
You know, I don't have it in front of me now, but it was a. It said something about Honda, so it's like a Honda
I don't
car.
Have a Honda. Okay.
Good morning, Rachel. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I was just wondering if. Because Honda sells things other than cars, is she sure that it's not like an ATV or, you know, anything like that? Because, yeah, that's a kind of an expensive payment, but if he only financed it for like 2 years, then his payment could be $500.
Does any of that ring true with you?
Not really, no.
Do they do like, Honda does like motorcycles and stuff
it doesn't
too,
even,
right?
I'm almost wondering if Honda has a finance. Like, you can finance, maybe, I don't know, anymore, but like there was a time where you could finance things through General Electric. Like
right,
General
yeah,
Electric
like,
had
yeah,
a finance
yeah.
arm,
mm-hmm.
so you could. So I'm wondering if like Honda has a finance arm, so he could have taken a loan out on the house to pay
yeah.
for some renovations, and it's through Honda Finance Company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If your name's on the account, it might be worth a phone call to the bank to find out what indeed that's going for before you
yeah.
pull him into it.
Yeah, I think that's what my...
Yeah, I didn't think about that, yeah.
Yeah, I think others were calling up with the same advice on that. Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Having been both a mistress and having been someone cheated on, she needs to get a detective if she's been in this marriage for 8 years before he has a reason or a way to get himself out of it by just saying, oh, it's this, oh, it's that. She needs knowledge to go forth in this, and I really... hate to think the worst case scenario, but having heard everything right now, I don't see how it's any other way. And if you approach him with the true, you know, truth in front of, you know, on a piece of paper in front of him, he can't say anything.
Laura, was the husband that you were dating, was he paying for anything for you, like an apartment? Or
he offered 1,000 times over to do this, and I kept saying no. I just, the guilt got to me. I got out of it. I couldn't deal with it.
How was he planning on hiding that from his wife? Were they so rich that she would have
Men lose their mind, and it doesn't matter. My ex-boyfriend got caught after he got married. We had continued talking just as friends because we actually had a business together at one point. And he fell in love with this new girl and went crazy. And I kept warning him, he better stop. And yeah, he got caught. But he was doing all kinds of stuff for her. And I'm like, you've got kids at home. I got mad at him, actually. So it's just one of those, men lose their mind, they fall in love. And I don't want this for her. I want it to be something ridiculously
yep.
obvious that it's not. But she needs to, if she's got kids, she needs to be protected
but
from this. And
she doesn't have kids.
Do you
but getting
see,
a detective, well, and if she can't afford it, could you guys ask a detective?
Well, hold on. Before we get so far ahead of it, isn't it worth, it's 9 o'clock, the bank's open. Isn't it worth her getting
on? She may not be able to obtain that information because she won't be the person on the account.
Yeah, her name's on the account.
Okay, well.
I mean, you're telling her to run out and get a detective
no,
because
know,
this
I'm
happened to you, but if I'm her husband.
Ultimately,
and
if she's still, no, I understand that.
But you're saying ultimately because this is what you did and what happened
no,
to you.
No, I didn't do. No, I know it from both ends.
Right, and so
men will make excuses for everything. If you talk to her on Monday,
but I'm telling you from the guy's point, I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But from the guy's point of view, if there's something in my bank account that Jessica can't explain and if she looks at it once and hires a private detective, that's a bigger problem.
She needs to call the bank before the bank. Yeah, I agree with you, Jeff. She needs to call the bank first.
Call the bank, and somebody did send a text message and says it is possible that Honda does other financing because when somebody got their car or something, they have like a Honda card.
And benefit of the doubt, you know, like he knows, because you admitted you don't know anything about the finances at the home, and he knows that, and he knows you have not been invested or cared about that. So saying he's doing something completely innocent, if he was to get financing for something, why would he come to you and tell you? Because it's not like you've been involved in the finances up to this point, right?
Right. So, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So most are calling saying you need to do some research before you go ahead and hire a detective.
Yeah, call the bank.
Call the bank.
Especially because you have no reason to think he'd be unfaithful to
right.
you. You know,
and that's the thing. I mean, that's something way, way, way back in the back of my head. But, I mean, I could call the bank. And even if I were to approach him with it, I really think, like, in listening to this, like, the detective thing is so way, way out there.
I could never do that.
Yeah.
Well, you're one we need to check back with on Monday to find out how it all panned out. So call the bank today, and let's find out what happened with you on Monday, okay?
Okay, I will.
Can you imagine if Stacey found one thing in your world, Bert, and immediately called a private detective?
No, right?
You'd be like...
Well, the only way you would do that is if you had some evidence in your head piled up that this was just one thing of a whole bunch of other things.
And it didn't cross her mind until her friend said it.
Right.
You know?
All right, so we'll check back with her on Monday morning.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right. Wendy knows more about Girls Next Door than the rest of us do. And Holly Madison is joining us this morning. Hey, Holly.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm great. Just waking up.
You must be out in California.
Vegas.
No, I'm in Vegas. But same time zone.
Are you still doing the Peep Show?
Yes.
What is the Peep Show?
Peep Show is this awesome burlesque show at Planet Hollywood that I star in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On any given night in Vegas, what time do you get to sleep?
Like 2, usually.
Really? That seems to me like that would be the early. That's the Atlanta equivalent of 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's pretty early for Vegas. Like when you live here full time, you don't really go out every night. You just kind of pick and choose, and maybe go out like one night a week or so. Otherwise, you wouldn't get anything done.
My dad lives outside of Vegas in Henderson, and he's lived there for 10 years, and he's only been to the Strip one time.
Really?
Yes. Like if you live.
Yeah. I mean, I live on the Strip, obviously, but a lot of locals who are born and raised here, they don't even come to the Strip.
Yeah.
It's almost like any city, I think, you know, where you're really not a tourist in your own town, you know, but you will other places. But you think Vegas would be hard not to
New
get
Yorkers
down there.
Who never go to Manhattan.
Right.
Yeah.
Or
right.
Atlantans who never come inside the perimeter.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you live in a big fancy hotel in Vegas?
Yeah, I live in Planet Hollywood. I love living here because it's like living in a small town, but yet you have everything to do that you would want to do in a big city.
Well, I want to get your take on the new Girls Next Door, because Hugh's new number one girlfriend looks exactly like you, in my opinion, and kind of acts like you. What do you think of the new girls?
You know, the Crystal, I don't even know. I know the twins because I worked on their Playmate pictorial, but mm-hmm. I don't know Crystal at all.
How do you, I got so many questions more about Hugh Hefner than anything else. And I know I'm going to be walking the line of tacky here probably. So if I step over the line, just say, hey, you're being a tool. But okay. When, how do you go from
tool.
Me?
Oh, that was for her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. How do you go from meeting Hugh Hefner to being Hugh Hefner's lover? Like, what happens there? Do his people say, look, Hugh's really involved or interested in getting involved with you? Or is there one-on-one interaction? Or how does that work?
It's more like you hang out with other girls and make friends with them, I find.
But then is it like does he come into a room and he just starts to select women that he wants to be more intimate with?
No. It's more like just having fun, hanging out as a group and stuff.
But at one point, you break off because it's you and the rest of the girls. So how does that happen?
Well, it's just like whoever gets along and has fun and stuff. Like, that would be who would live at the house.
And how do you go up from this big group to being the number one?
I was there the longest.
Well, there had to be something special with you that mm-hmm. he didn't have with the other girls.
Obviously liked you more.
Yeah, well, we got along really well, definitely.
Are you guys still friends?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard, though, because when he has the new girlfriends, like, sometimes jealousy gets up in there, and, you know, I don't want to, like, nitpick every single little drama. That's not what my life's about anymore. So sometimes things get a little strange, but it is what it is.
Is he also jealous of your new boyfriend?
No, absolutely not. He's really cool. He's always, like, really cool with, you know, his ex-girlfriends. You know, he wants to be friends, and he always wants everybody to be happy and things like that. So it's not that at all. It's just, like, I don't know. It's the girls. It's not him.
Okay. How many times in a day do you get asked what it's like to sleep with an elderly man?
Never.
Never? What's it like to sleep with an elderly man?
I don't know.
So you... You and Hugh never got intimate in that way?
That is not a question I would answer.
Hey, I'm trying to think of a way to rephrase it. Well, I mean, obviously, if you guys, I mean, you were his girlfriend. I mean, you guys were in a serious, serious relationship. So it has to be assumed that you were getting intimate with him.
Well, would you ask anybody else on the show if they had sex with their boyfriend?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of the kind of show we have.
Yeah. We definitely would. In fact, Jeff told us this morning he had sex with his wife last night.
No, Jeff had sex last night.
I said I had sex last night. I didn't say who else was around me.
Or if anybody.
I can't believe that question has never been asked of you before.
No, it's been asked. It just doesn't get asked very often.
Yeah, Melissa, that was tacky.
I'm sorry. You should apologize. I am the tacky one
Melissa,
on the show.
You're being
sorry.
A tool.
I know. Melissa's the tool.
How much interaction did you have with Hef? I know the other girls came out and said that they didn't have much during the filming of the show. Was that accurate?
No, well, the thing about Hef is he's really busy. I mean, we would always do things every day, but he's really busy with work during the day and stuff. So you would kind of do your own thing during the day, and he would always be in the office and working on the magazine and stuff.
Is living in that house like living in a big sorority house?
Yeah, absolutely. It's super fun, and I'm kind of addicted to it, actually, because I live in this big suite in the hotel, and I have a roommate now, and I'm always, like, I love being surrounded by people and by friends.
Here's Meg. She's got a question for you. Hey, Meg, you're on with Holly Madison.
Hey, Holly. I'm a huge, huge, huge fan. I love The Girls Next Door, and I'm looking forward to the new show. But I was curious, how is your new show different from The Girls Next Door? Do some of the same girls make an appearance, or is it completely new people?
It's a lot of new people. It's new friends from Peep Show. I would say, like, the three other main characters in the show, one of them is the male singer from Peep Show. One of them is a playmate that has been on a couple of Girls Next Door episodes. And then my friend Angel, who was born and raised in Vegas, she was on a few Girls Next Door episodes. It's a lot. I mean, it's the same producers as Girls Next Door, so it's a lot of the same style, the same fun, and everything like that. But it's set in Vegas, so there's a lot of new things to do and new plot lines and different things like that.
And Holly, are you taking part in any of the editing of that show?
I don't get down to the editing. Mm-hmm. I will just let the producers know if I think there's something extra special, and we go over story together. But I don't actually sit in the editing bay yet.
Are there some that you feel will never ever be able to take you seriously as far as a businesswoman goes, based on how you started the whole thing out with Hugh Hefner?
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, I seem to be getting everything I want done anyway, so it's all right. I mean, obviously there will be some people out there who don't, but I don't really care.
What else? Oh God, I'm sorry.
Holly, I read on your website that you have a book club. Is that true?
Yeah, I post a new book that I'm reading every month on my website. And then I try and get people from Twitter to recommend new ones to me.
That's cool.
How many people do you think were in your, I mean, because it sounds like it's almost like a indirect book club. How many people?
Yeah, it's not really that interactive.
What is like the most popular book that you've read that your fans have responded to?
Probably the Madonna biography I read.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you got to really get the tacky questions under
control. I know. I'm sorry. I was trying to make up for the elderly man sex question.
It's too late now.
Oh, sorry.
So tell us about the E! Special that's premiering.
It's the first episode of my spinoff from Girls Next Door. It's just about everything I'm doing in Vegas and all the fun stuff we're doing here, and it's a lot of fun. It's awesome.
Well, very cool. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. I apologize for my co-host.
I'm sorry.
All right, Holly, thank you.
Hi, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Melissa,
I'm sorry.
Can't believe you.
I wish there was a camera in here. But
yes,
Melissa, ask a question.
Okay, I think we did pretty good with not a lot there.
Whew. Yeah, that was a bummer of a way to end a Friday show.
That wasn't that bad.
Struggle.
Yeah,
she's a talker.
I'm exhausted
now.
Yeah.
Her laugh fascinated me. I think Jeff and I.
This is the message that Jeff is going to leave for later on today.
And Jeff has a mustache too.
You're so
really?
What?
Wendy never. Okay, how long have you been here?
You never noticed he had.
You never noticed
hair?
He had facial hair.
Well, no, I.
You poor little fan.
Jeff. I guess I just didn't realize it.
I think what? You know what I think she's saying.
What did you realize about the hair on my face?
Here's what I hear her saying, Jeff, is that your body is so hot she didn't even realize you had a face.
Right. Oh, God.
Good. Well, it's really going to send me into a weekend. Great. Thanks for fixing the Holly Madison interview.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I just want to do a quick check here. I don't want to get into major debate about it or anything, if this is even possible, because Michael Vick is so polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But if you can call up right now and you are capable of just saying boo or applaud and then hang up. That's all I want to know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because when he comes out on Sunday, I'm wondering if he is going to be greeted by a whole bunch of boos or there's going to be a whole bunch of people there that give him a standing ovation. 404-741-Q100. What I do know is that he's so polarizing and people feel so strongly about him that there's almost going to be a crowd noise competition going on because boos are going to want to drown out applause.
Right.
And applause is going to want to drown out boos. So if you're going to the game, what do you plan on doing when he comes onto the field for the first time? 404-741-Q100.
I thought it was going to be more cheers than boos until last week or maybe earlier this week when he came out and he said that Atlanta was still his town. And that those people would stand up and give him a standing ovation. Like his cocky comment, I think is going to make more people against him than would have been before that. Because I've gone to a couple Falcons games this year. Vic jerseys everywhere. I think it would have been a majority support. But after that statement, now I feel like it'll be split down the middle.
I will rarely stick up for Michael Vick, but I will tell you this. That quote comes from the Associated Press, and it was a very cocky quote. So it did happen. But I also went online yesterday and read the AJC, and in the last couple of weeks, when asked about coming to Atlanta, Michael Vick has been very humble about it. You can find way more articles about him being humble about coming back to Atlanta than you can that one quote. I was kind of pissed when I actually read that yesterday.
Because
he's been portrayed. Everybody's using that one quote associated with Michael coming back, when the truth is there are 20 quotes that he said that have a totally different texture to it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What would everybody in the room do?
Oh, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to go yay or nay either way. I think it's bad either way, whatever you do.
Yeah, I wouldn't waste my energy, but if I did, I'd boo.
You would boo?
That's what I would do. I'd sit there silent because it's I'm certainly not going to applaud him, but he committed a crime. He did his time. He's back in the career. People are going to argue, oh, he doesn't deserve whatever, blah. But you know what? It's the way the system works. His debt has been paid. According to the law, I'm not a fan of his, but it's awesome.
But see, we're only asking people boo or yay.
Well, if you go boo or yay in the stadium, he's getting a reaction out of you anyway. So he's getting the attention. So if you just stand there numb, he's not going to know what to do.
Cindy.
Yes, I'm going to applaud. He did his time. He paid his penance.
Just say boo or applaud.
Boo. I don't think people are capable of it, man. They're so passionate about it. Rachel.
Applaud.
Atta girl.
Look, and you're waiting.
You're waiting to see if she can break it.
I didn't think she could do
it. She did it.
Are you keeping score here, Wendy?
I am.
What do we have?
Two applauds.
Good morning, Liz.
Double boo.
That's awesome.
Now I'm confused.
That's just one point.
Okay.
All right, 404-741-Q100.
Triple boo plus infinity plus one. Boo-boo. Triple boo. Infinity boo. Squared. Just counts as one.
Good morning, Nikki. You're on
Q100.
Hello.
Hi. Applaud or boo?
I would boo him.
Boo.
Okay.
Erica, good morning. You're on Q100.
Applaud.
Okay.
Steven.
I know him. I applaud.
Don't want to know if you know him. Just applaud or boo.
Just applaud or boo, bragger.
Name dropper.
Chrissy, good morning.
Applaud.
Thanks for your call. I'm friends with Wyclef. He tweeted me.
I'm a Wyclef warrior. That's official.
Right. Dude, you are right, man. Nobody wants to welcome you to the warrior nation or whatever.
Official. Good morning, Todd.
What?
He plays for the Eagles, so you've got to boo him.
Applaud or boo.
Just applaud or boo.
Applaud or boo.
Boo.
People get...
That was just a boo.
We couldn't do it in here.
Monique.
Applaud.
Melissa. Melissa?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
Applaud or boo?
Boo.
Jean. Yellow.
Applaud or boo?
I think she's saying she's going to sit there silently.
She said boo.
Boo.
She said boo.
Okay.
You my boo.
Ben, good morning.
It's a big boo.
Still counts as one. Just one boo.
I'm marking that one down as more.
Sue.
Yay.
Okay.
Huh?
She went with yay instead of applaud.
It's a very easy game. Applaud or boo? No, I'm yay. There's no big
there we
boo.
Go. He got
he
it.
Applaud. He got it. Applaud. Okay.
Thanks, Brian.
It's too simple.
I know. I'm having more fun with people who can't get it. Applaud or boo.
And, yippee! And you can hear in their voice like, boo!
I'm a rule. You know what? I'm a rule breaker, and I'm taking the Bird Show down with me.
Don't tell me what to do.
Daniel.
Infinity applaud.
There is no infinity applaud. There is none.
I'm taking away a point for every time.
Hey, good morning, Q100.
Boo.
Nice. Thank you.
All right.
A plus. Good morning, Q100.
Applaud.
Duh, duh.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't hang up. Are you okay? I think she was walking
she
in a field
out.
And fell down a well.
Good morning, Q100.
Camera hands off.
What?
What was that?
No.
Applaud. Yeah.
Applaud. Who's going to cheer his ass off?
I think that's what he said. Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said he was going to cheer. So that means applaud.
I think there's a cuss word in the front
applaud,
half.
Applaud, boo.
That's it. It's very simple. Okay. Q100, good morning.
Boo!
All right.
It's now a passionate one, but it was singular.
Now they're wanting us to count seconds. Applaud!
Applaud or boo!
Morning, Q100. Yellow.
Boo.
Boo.
I'm going to go with boo.
I love how people just want to be unique. They want their own identity.
Want my individuality.
Yes.
Good morning, Q100.
Hi. Boo.
Okay. Thank you.
Sweet. Dork.
Good morning, Q100.
Thank you for your boo.
Applaud. Applaud. Let's go.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's acceptable. And good morning, Q100.
Applaud.
Applaud. Okay. All right, so what's our tally there? If we're taking a sample size here.
There's 13 applauds and 10 boos.
So it's going to be pretty applaud. Split today. I mean,
and one yippee.
But you had one infinity in there, so it's not even going to be close. I do think that people are going to be extremely vocal as soon as he comes into the
but
game.
See, I think that we were taking a sample of the audience. I think if you took a sample of Falcons fans, it would be more applaud than it would be audience. Because I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think it's going to be more either. Applaud at the stadium. That's my prediction.
Are you able to answer a question just yes or no?
Yes. I think so. See, I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
All right. Do you still fantasize about Melissa naked every day after the show?
Yes.
Perfect. Good job.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
You're on The Bird Show.
I don't think Melissa or Wendy or I or any of our interns or anyone who's been around you physically today can avoid the fact that you have been giddy.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
So tell us about Saturday.
Well, I don't know how much I can tell you about it, except that I had a first date Saturday that was great.
Okay.
Really great.
And
but like if you say too much, I don't know. I can't say too much.
Well, here's something that keeps it generic. If we don't say anything else, let's not say anything else except I think Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, that the interesting part of the conversation I think that listeners can be peeked into is the marital status, like of past marital status of him? Can we talk about that or no?
I can just I'll talk about my feelings
in
on
generic.
That. Let's go with that.
All right, okay. Let's do that. We won't talk about him, but I thought the concept of this being kind of a filter in your mind, it's, you know, was interesting.
Right. So the filter is, and I've been talking to my friends about this, and I'm really like, I've been in a space where I'm, you know, open to dating as a mm-hmm. verb, right? Mm-hmm. We've talked about that. So yes. That's anybody, everybody, or whatever. But I was talking to some friends of mine, and I was saying, I would like to meet somebody who had been married before. I've been married before, so right off the outset, there's a judgment feeling about that. And you can't understand it until you've gone through it and been there, but mm-hmm. you just feel like you got a big, you know, stamp on your forehead or whatever,
big,
you know?
D, mm-hmm. Big D, the scarlet letter type thing.
Exactly. Like, you know, and so for me, that would be a comfortable situation. Not saying that another situation might not right. work out great mm-hmm. or whatever.
At least there's a relatability there.
Right. It would be a relatable thing. And right off the bat, there wouldn't be any judgment. And then I also was saying that, like, I felt like if I found somebody that was my age or older and married before, that would be a good thing because, and this is going to sound really bad about if anybody hasn't been married before, but my theory was that maybe there was something wrong or there was commitment issues if somebody had been smart, good-looking, successful in all these other things, but not married before.
And they're like mid-30s and up if they have never been married.
Yeah, like late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Late 30s
if you're, like,
to
something
40.
Like, if you're really that great, why hasn't someone snagged you up to this point?
No, not necessarily that. No. It's more like...
I didn't think so.
It's more like commitment issues.
Right.
Like, if you haven't tried it right. by 40, why not? And would you ever be somebody that would be open to commitment? So that's what I was saying to my friends. I said, I want to meet a mm-hmm. nice boy who's been married before.
Which I think is funny.
And I've been saying that for about the last month.
Because I don't think it's unique that Jen feels that way. That I think a lot of women probably feel that way about guys. Like if you haven't been married by 40 and like you said, and you have all these attributes, then what's going on? And I just found it fascinating that now that is something that's positive if you've been divorced. Where, I mean,
yeah,
even though I'm surprised that
positive for me.
I'm surprised that Jen still feels a sense of judgment because my sister was divorced a long time ago and she definitely felt it back when she got divorced some 20 years ago when there was definitely judgment on placed, especially on women if you've been divorced before. So I just find it fascinating that it's now an asset to have been married rather than not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it would definitely be an asset to me.
Right.
I'm sure to other women it wouldn't be, but what do we call it? My friends and I said that we wanted somebody that was D and K, divorce, no kids.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Dinks.
That's dinks. That's a real category.
Really?
Uh-huh. Divorced people with no kids are called dinks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You
thought you were all creative and whatnot.
I mean, no, it was all yours, Jen. It was all yours.
No, yeah. I didn't come up with the actual name for it, but yeah.
So, that's a good, there's a promotion idea right there, a dinks party.
There you go.
Hosted by Jen.
That's right.
So, yeah, we've learned a lot, and by we, I'm only referring to Wendy and Jen, and, well, Melissa to some extent. Anybody who spent any time single on this show,
oh
that's,
my God,
that
yeah,
is certainly
I did.
Exploited.
I Tough. Certainly did. Yes. It sucked. Because
the guys listen.
It's just, I mean, it seems like, oh my God, you know, you're on the air and you could, you know, exposing yourself and you could have anybody in the city, you know, but it's like you can't go on a regular date. You can't go on a regular date. And I will say that one of the things that made me get to a second date with Katie that we've talked about since then is the fact that Katie at the time didn't act like she listened to the show. She didn't ask me a thing about me or a thing about the show. And that was so refreshing that she got mm-hmm. a second date on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll agree with that one.
If
you can go an entire conversation without mentioning it, mm-hmm. points.
Because you want to make sure that the person's there. Because if you're going to get in a relationship with somebody, this show is not going to be the most important thing in that relationship. So you don't want somebody that's sitting there across from you just like, oh my God, I'm such a Burt Show fan and I just listen to Burt Show. It's like, oh God, I can't do it.
Just for the record, if you're trying to wow me, talk really a lot about me. Talk about how you listen to me on the show. Talk about
hey Jeff.
How
but
I
you're
say
married.
Jeff,
you're married,
but
honey.
Wendy, just saying.
Wendy, you can understand this too. It's also difficult because if you have, say, there's different dates that are set up. Like you can't.
Yes. Because they're going to know about them.
Right.
And you're not leaving anything to their imagination, you know, how we're supposed to play the game and we're supposed to be unavailable. Well, they can tell when you're available and not available because you're talking about it all the time.
You're sharing your life on the air.
Right.
I was wrong by that Dings thing. I was wrong.
What does that mean?
And Melissa, you were wrong with me, so I'm not alone.
No, I wasn't.
Hey, Kelly.
I didn't say anything.
What's up?
Love the show. Thanks a lot. Dual income, no kids is what DINK stands for.
Income, no kids. So you and Jessica are DINKs.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's start calling names.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
DINK.
Hey, Julie, welcome to the Bird Show.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment that I didn't get married until I was 37, and I had people mm-hmm. looking down on me, asking mm-hmm. me if I didn't like the institution of marriage, what was my problem.
Uh-huh.
And there wasn't a problem. I love the institution of marriage, but I only wanted to do it once. I wanted to wait until I did it right. Now, I had been engaged twice before. Everybody else was getting married when I broke up my engagements, and the only smart thing my sister-in-law ever said to me is, wait until you're ready. Your friends will be divorced 2 and 3 times when you finally find somebody. It'll be a while, but you'll do it. Swore I'd never get married after a while, swore I'd never have kids. I've been married 8 years with 2 kids.
Congratulations.
I mean, I think that's good for you, that's your story. But I also think that was kind of judgmental to be like, and her path was better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I waited, so my decision was better. I don't think that's necessarily the right thing.
It's not a statement. Keep in mind, a lot of times when we say stuff on the show, we say, like, they are our personal opinions. Like, we're not... you know, standing on the mountain and dispelling what we think is the gospel to the masses.
She was defending, you know, but I agree that, I think that you end up, you want to relate to who you're with. And for some people, you know, waiting, like for instance, myself, waiting to have children until I'm probably going to be in my 40s, being the older mother is what's right for me. But I totally can see the benefit of having had kids in your 20s. You know what I mean? But so one decision is not better than the other.
Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Hey, I was just wanting to comment on Jen Hobby's dating with guys,
mm-hmm.
or maybe even Wendy with guys. Maybe people don't know, or guys don't know how to approach them because they are so popular.
Well, we've talked about this on the show before, and both Wendy and Jen just appreciate a good junk press. So, what you try to do is just get physically close to them and push your pelvis into.
Please don't do that.
No,
that's not right.
High works
only just because that's what you do. That doesn't work for everyone.
I thought you guys were into that. I'm mistaken. What would be the best opening line for a guy to use on either one of you?
Just hi.
Yeah, come up and have a normal conversation. Okay.
Wendy,
for me, a drink.
Wendy had one this weekend. You want to go to the SEC championship?
That was it.
Yeah,
listen, it's the Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.